There's enough silly talk about beasts without the Littlin seeing you gliding about like a... The derisive laughter that rose had fear in it, and condemnation. Simon opened his mouth to speak, but Ralph had the conch, so he backed to his seat. When the assembly was silent, Ralph turned to Piggy.
Well, Piggy?
There was another one.
Him.
The Littlins pushed Percival forward, then left him by himself. He stood knee-deep in the central grass, looking at his hidden feet, trying to pretend he was in a tent. Ralph remembered another small boy who had stood like this, and he flinched away from the memory. He had pushed the thought down and out of sight, where only some positive reminder like this could bring it to the surface. There had been no further numberings of the Littlins, partly because there was no means of ensuring that all of them were accounted for, and partly because Ralph knew the answer to at least one question Piggy had asked on the mountaintop. There were little boys, fair, dark, freckled, and all dirty, but their faces were all dreadfully free of major blemishes. No one had seen the mulberry-colored birthmark again. But that time Piggy had coaxed and bullied, tacitly admitting that he remembered the unmentionable. Ralph nodded to Piggy.
Go on, ask him.
Piggy knelt, holding the conch.
Now then, what's your name?
The small boy twisted away into his tent. Piggy turned helplessly to Ralph, who spoke sharply.
What's your name?
Tormented by the silence and the refusal, the assembly broke into a chant.
What's your name? What's your name? Quiet!
Ralph peered at the child in the twilight.
Now tell us, what's your name?
Percival Wemyss Madison.
The vicarage, Harcourt St. Anthony, Hans, telephone.
As if this information was rooted far down in the springs of soul.